Soft crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. Getting ready to come your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. College basketball talk coming up this hour. Kevin Lehman's going to join us as we will talk Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, Drake. Heck, the Bulldogs are playing very well. We'll talk some Big Ten, Big 12, Mo Valley, and hoops in general. We'll do that with Kevin Lehman coming up here in just a little bit. Take a look at the Class 4A and 3A substate pods that are now out from the Iowa High School Athletic Association for boys basketball. Update you on what's happening at Torrey Pines and a whole lot more. All that coming up on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Comes your way next, KGYM. Look, everybody, don't stare directly at it, but the sun is out. The sun is out. It's been a while. Gym Class, Friday, coming your way here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Here from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Also coming up tonight, huge wrestling meet taking place. Part two, I guess. Last week was Penn State and Iowa. Tonight, it's Iowa and Ohio State coming away from Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. And that gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. We previewed that a little bit earlier on this week with Mr. Mark Ironside, but we'll talk more about that coming up here in just a little bit. And a big women's basketball game in the state tonight in Cedar Falls at McLeod Center for sole possession of first place in the Missouri Valley between the Drake Bulldogs and the UNI Panthers. Both perfect so far, 8-0 in the Mo Valley, and somebody will come out 9-0, somebody will come out 8-1 tonight with a one-game lead as they go to the second half of the Valley season. Hi, Mark.
How you doing, Scott, and everyone out there? Yeah, it's really a two-team race in the Missouri Valley women, and the first two matchups between those two squads. Of course, a lot of Eastern Iowans involved in that game.
Bunch of them, especially for UNI, mm-hmm. Drake's got a few as well, and boy, it should be a fun night, fun atmosphere up there in Cedar Falls as well coming up tonight. Should be a great atmosphere in Iowa City as well, and I know the APC will be down at Coach's Corner starting at 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Now, 5:50 tonight, 107.5 FM, you will break off for Kennedy and Jeff coming up tonight. Doubleheader action from Jefferson. They will also honor the 1967 state championship basketball team tonight, and I hope some of the members of the team are able to make it back. 50 years, man, alive. And then also, Chris Deem sent out to the media the folks that are going into the very first inaugural class of the Jefferson Hall of Fame. And you talk about a who's who of athletes. And a couple of coaches in there as well. It's boy, it makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up a little bit when you read that list.
Yeah, I got a call about that over the weekend, and I think it's February 10th, something like
that. Yes, February 10th.
The inductions will be made, and it's an all sports Hall of Fame. And as you said, it's just it runs the gamut of great athletes at Jefferson, and you know any school does that. That inaugural class is going to be something else, but. That 67 team won in overtime, I believe,
Overeem.
In the state championship game. And Larry Lawrence at the line, the late Larry Lawrence, one of the best athletes ever to come out of Cedar Rapids High School, I think, played for the Raiders. B.J. Tricky, operator.
Those guys going into the inaugural class of the Hall of Fame.
He's a great all-around athlete as well. The whole Tricky family, a great collection of athletes. Larry Baker, what a phenomenal athlete he was in basketball and football. Jim Nance, another guard there.
Believe so.
Yeah.
Believe so. I was very young. I think I was in the crib still at that point. But
Gay Don, the head coach.
Yes, it was. Jeff Don's dad.
Yes.
Our friend Jeff, who might be tuned in today via the KGYM app. Out there, or KGYMradio.com, and you can always listen in that way. But yeah, we'll have Jeff Kennedy coming up tonight, the doubleheader beginning at 5:50 on 107.5 FM. Boys game will be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And tonight, Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson will be down at West High for the big top five showdown, as it'll be number five Cedar Falls at number one Iowa City West tonight in the Mississippi Valley Conference. He will be down there with Eric Peterson for the call of that one. So good basketball coming up tonight here on KGYM. We'll get to, as we mentioned, the sub-state assignments for 4A and 3A that came out today. Don't know the pairings, but we can give you the pods. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. News and notes, Tiger's on the course right now, and he is playing his second round at the Farmers Insurance Open. That being played at Torrey Pines. He's on the North Course, which has been renovated by Tom Weisskopf. It's not a pushover anymore. Not that it was a pushover, but it's got a lot more teeth in it right now, and the wind is blowing today along the coast.
Yeah, scores are not particularly low today, and neither is Tiger's. Although he's doing better, hitting more fairways and greens than he did yesterday. Tiger right now one over on the day through 13 holes, and he is at five over for the tournament, likely going to miss the cut unless something miraculous happens down the stretch. Justin Rose continues to be your leader. At 8-under, two-stroke lead over a handful of golfers. Zach Johnson taking the week off.
Yeah, we'll be back in action. What, they go to Riviera? No, next week's Phoenix for the Super Bowl weekend. It's always down at Phoenix. So, yeah, interestingly enough. And usually Zach is there playing. I don't know his schedule this year. He's changed a few things around, but he's usually at the Waste Management in Super Bowl weekend. How can you forget about that? Because you've got the crowd around 16 that you always take a look at. Hey, I want to remind everybody before we get into it here too far, week from tomorrow, we're going to have our big National Signing Day special here in KGYM, and it comes up on Saturday, February the 4th from 10 o'clock until 12 noon. As myself, Todd Brommelkamp, and Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation will be on. It's presented by Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, where the guys are for the road trip coming up at 4 o'clock. And they're located at 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square. You'll hear from players, coaches involved with the Hawkeyes. We'll talk about Iowa State, UNI, Big 10, Big 12, etc. That will be coming up a week from tomorrow, 10 o'clock until noon, presented by the Coach's Corner. Speaking of recruiting news, the last second push, Mark, as you know, is on. I was chasing after, of course, the big prize, and that is Oliver Martin right now, but everybody's chasing Oliver Martin. Ohio State, Michigan, Iowa, Michigan State, those are the big four, I think, along with Notre Dame, right there as far as the end is concerned. But Iowa also has zeroed in on five others this weekend who are going to be paying visits, including Nate Whelan, the City High quarterback who committed to Northern Illinois and now Iowa. And they've done this before with Iowans, as you know, Mark. They kind of wait till the last second to get their sights set on a few of them. And apparently they have zeroed in on Nate Whelan now, tried to get him to renege on Northern Illinois. He would be a linebacker, is what they're looking at. So there you go.
Signing date next Wednesday, and it's going to be very interesting. I believe Oliver Martin followed through with his visit to Michigan for this weekend. And, of course, Jim Harbaugh putting on the full court press there. And I'm sure Iowa hasn't been far behind following developments there. So I don't know when an announcement would be made by Martin, but I got to believe either over the weekend or first of next week.
It's going to be next Wednesday. We know that because he's going to be signing with somebody, or he's going to be the most eligible free agent out there, if you will, as far as things go. All right, 13 past the hour at 3 o'clock. You want to talk about recruiting? You want to talk about the pods that we'll unveil coming up here in just a moment? Have a question for Kevin Lehman? Let us know via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. All right, today we got the pods for the sub-states in classes 4A and 3A, as far as the boys' state basketball tournament is concerned. And I think a good job done by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. I think they were very fair. there are a couple of sub-states that are very, very tough, but that's kind of the way it always is, and you always have that far western Iowa sub-state that this year actually has a little bit of teeth into it with Sioux City East and Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln. They're both in the top 10, very good teams. Lewis Central's got a very good record, but they've dropped their two 4A games that they have played. They play in a 3A and 2A league out there in far western Iowa. Let's start off. Let's just go over our side of the state. Substate 3, and this is, you know, they always have the World Cup draw, and you have the, what do they call that? The
death bracket or something like that?
Yes, the bracket of death or something like that. Well, I think this is Substate 3. You got four really good teams. You're going to have two really, really good sub-state semifinals. The six teams in alphabetical order are Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Marshalltown, Mason City, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Waterloo East. And I'd love to be a fly in the wall for that seeding meeting because I think every one of the guidelines that have been put out by the Iowa High School Athletic Association are going to be thoroughly tested as far as figuring out between Cedar Falls, Kennedy, Prairie, and Mason City, who's going to be the number one seed coming out of there. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, three or four very good teams. Not elite teams necessarily, but very good teams. Prairie with the only victory over Iowa City West this year. Cedar Falls has beaten Kennedy twice, I believe. Is that right?
That's correct.
So, yeah, the seeding meetings are going to be very entertaining, I would think.
That's Substate 3. Substate 4, Cedar Rapids Jefferson, Cedar Rapids Washington, Dubuque Hempstead, Dubuque Senior, Western Dubuque, and Waterloo West. I think Hempstead and Senior are probably the top two in there. But don't discount out Jeff. Waterloo West has got a bucket load of talent. So that's going to be very interesting. Substate number 5 is headed up by Iowa City West. Clinton in there along with City High, Linmar, Pleasant Valley, and Joe Wieskamp and Muscatine in there as well. So it could be Muscatine and West High. 2 through 5 in there are pretty close as far as those teams. I imagine West will get the top seeding and top billing as far as that substate is concerned. But Joe Wieskamp's on a roll right now that you cannot imagine. I believe he's averaging over 40 points a game in his last four outings. And he's putting up numbers that 4A has not seen in a long, long time. Maybe since the Hoiberg days when he was at Ames, going back that far. I mean, he's put up
at least in the big class, yeah.
Right? Better numbers than Harrison Barnes even put up at Ames that Wieskamp's doing right now. Substate 6 is the Quad Cities: Bettendorf, Burlington, Davenport Central, Davenport North, Davenport West, and North Scott. So those are the 4A pods in our side of the state. 3A, looking at that, substates. Now, these will be broken up into districts later on, two districts of four. There are eight teams in each of these substates. Substate 3 is headlined by Waverly-Shellrock. They look to be the top dog in that one. Independence and Union also up there in that substate. Substate 4. Davenport Assumption, Central DeWitt, Maquoketa, Mount Vernon, Solon, Wallert, West Liberty, and Xavier. Boy, that's an interesting one right there. Record, based on record, Mount Vernon would be your number one seed. But again, I'd like to be a fly on the wall for these seeding meetings. Ed Tim's got to convince everybody that Mount Vernon should be the number one seed in there. I don't know if it's going to work that way, but that's the challenge.
Yeah, there's the matter of Xavier and Assumption playing in big school conferences and how you measure that.
I don't know how you do it.
That's, you get in a room and talk about it.
Yeah. Good luck to everybody. Substate 5, highlighted by West Delaware, the unbeaten Hawks, and they will be in action tonight. And West Delaware. I'll look that up because I know they got it's a good matchup. Mount Vernon, West Delaware go at it tonight. Benton Community, Center Point, Urbana, Clear Creek, Amana, Marion, South Tama, Vinton, Shelbsburg, and Williamsburg, along with West Delaware in Substate 5. And then you got Mount Pleasant, Knoxville, Oski, down there in Substate number 6, the Southeast Iowa schools. Washington, Iowa also in there. So I think they did a pretty good job at breaking things up. They kept the old geography thing alive, especially in Class 3A, 4A a little bit anyway. Maybe not as much as the other three classes.
Jerry Ask Investment Services. Text line 319-366-1600. Joel and Muscatine follows the Muskies quite closely.
Yes, he does.
I'm sure Joe would welcome a Doug McDermott-type sidekick here in Muscatine.
Yeah, Harrison had Doug McDermott. They had a heck of a team, that Ames team. Boo-Boo Paulo on that team as well. And two pretty good other players. Mm-hmm. Big man and then a guard that went to Kirkwood, too. So, yeah, he could Batman could use a Robin down there. Although Muscatine's got some pretty good talent. They got some pretty good talent, and they've been putting some wins together. So there you go.
We're going to have a lot of coverage of the postseason, both boys and girls, but we've got some games tonight as well. You've got a doubleheader.
Kennedy Jeff coming up tonight, 550, 107.5 with the girls game, boys game at 1600 a.m. and 107.5. And then Cedar Falls at Iowa City West tonight on 106.3 FM. You can go to kgymradio.com and tune in to the games as well. If you are out of the listening area, just go to the Listen Live tab and then pick out if you want to listen to the South Gym or the Main Gym stream. It's that simple out there. 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Friday edition of the program. We're going to talk some college basketball. Kevin Lehman's going to join us when we come back. Plenty to talk about in the world of college hoops, and we'll do that when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
I unlocked $10 in thank yous with my DePaco checking, and now I'm unlocking a scary movie night.
I unlocked $25 in thank yous with my DePaco savings, and now I'm unlocking a month at the gym.
During our thank yous campaign, members proved there's power in participation.
I unlocked $60 in thank yous with my years of DePaco membership, and now I'm unlocking tango lessons with my wife.
Using more of DePaco's services, eligible members were rewarded with thank yous cash. More than 45,000 members participated, cooperated, accumulated, and unlocked more than $2.85 million in thank yous greenback.
I unlocked $5 in thank yous with DePaco e-statements. And now I'm unlocking a chance to pay it forward.
I unlocked $25 in thank yous with my DePaco savings. And now I'm unlocking my daughter's future.
Although thank yous has ended, you're welcome to learn, earn, and save at DePaco. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by NCUA.
We're rocking the new year in the all-new showroom at McGrath Kia. Take your pick. Take 20% off new 2016 Kia Optimas or Sedonas in stock. Or drive $199 a month. New Optima, $199 a month now at McGrath Kia. Bankruptcy, divorce, repossession. Ha! Lose those bad credit blues. Take control at McGrath Kia. McGrath Kia has arranged $5 million from local lenders to put you in a new Kia Optima or Sedona. Take 20% off the 25315 MSRP or drive a new Kia Optima, $199 a month. Grand opening of the all-new McGrath Kia in Hiawatha. McGrathKia.com.
You should be driving a Kia from McGrath Kia, from McGrath Kia.
Available on new 2016 Optima LX or Sedona L, $199 a month lease for 39 months with approved credit, $1,500 down plus tax, title, license, and dealer fee, 10K miles, no security deposit required. Offer expires end of month.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
We welcome you back at 3:22 here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. And don't forget, APC coming up next, 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Stop on by before the Iowa-Ohio State wrestling match tonight. Todd and Tyler, Alex for a while, David Schulte down there. He's handing out those red tickets for some prizes, some great prizes down there. Stop on by before the wrestling meet.
Of course, the basketball game tomorrow as well, men's basketball game, Ohio State and Iowa, 7 p.m. start on a Saturday, Scott. How about that?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Looking forward to it. Do you dare say that it's a must win for the Hawkeyes? Can we go there?
Must make progress.
That would be good. That would be good.
Subject of our poll question today, KGYMradio.com, has to do with the wrestling and men's basketball games this weekend with Ohio State. How do the matchups between Iowa and Ohio State in wrestling and men's basketball turn out this weekend? Iowa wins both. Ohio State wins both, or the two schools split. Thanks, Timo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I think Michigan just scored again.
Boy, they demolished Indiana, did they not?
That looked bad. Indiana, man alive. They are struggling right now.
That was one of our games in the Carl Ernie's Pick 6 as well before we get to Kevin Lehman. Tyler and Alex are tied at 5-1, and it'll come down
to the Pro Bowl.
Total points in the Pro Bowl. Tyler Ryder picked 1. Alex Kuhn, 100.
There you go. Anything over 100, Alex
wins. Anything over 100, Alex wins.
Anything under, Tyler Ryder's got it. It's that simple. 324, Kevin Lehman set to join us right now on the Friday edition of the program. College basketball analyst to talk some college hoops here. And how you doing, Kevin?
Doing good, guys. And first of all, Mark and Scott, I want to congratulate you. 10 years together. You've lasted longer than a lot of marriages do in the U.S.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. And we're still talking with each other after 10 years.
We've never spoken about a possible divorce, Kevin.
Well, that's good. I love listening to you guys. It's been a great 10 years, and good luck on number 11.
Yep. Thank you very much.
We're 10 years and 3 shows, so I guess we're into it pretty much here.
Well, and I also understand there's an investigation. You're being tested for PEDs, Scott. Bowling prowess the other day?
I am. Yeah, I got everything twisted up in the legal system right now.
Hey, Kevin, a lot of talk.
Lawyer up, man. You got to lawyer him up, Scott.
I am.
Kevin, a lot of talk about the Iowa Hawkeyes, especially after that clunker at Illinois, and everybody wants to go back to the youth aspect. Is that it, or what?
Well, there's always a wall you hit. Late January, early February, four young players, and Iowa's got so many of them that I think you got to look at it as a factor. But more importantly, guys, Peter Jok's back. We've all had back issues in our lifetime. It affects your bowling game. It affects your ability to watch TV, a little bit of everything. And, you know, he's not been the same since he hurt that back. So I don't know, do you set him down and rest him and take him out of a couple games to get that thing straightened out? Because they nag on and on. That has really affected the way the rest of this Iowa team has played.
A lot of talk from Fran McCaffrey today about that, Kevin, and he basically said it's up to the doctors, trainers, and the player. If he gets the okay, it's not Fran's decision.
Well, he can play, but, you know, he's not effective, especially a guy who shoots as well as he does. Well, if your option's a little bit with a lower back issue, really makes it tough, and you can see that he's struggling. And his stats are showing the same thing.
Well, he wants to be out there so bad. I mean, it's his senior season. It's his last go-around. He's the leader, candidate for Big Ten Player of the Year before this all happened. And it's just sad to see him over, you know, to the right of the free throw line trying to get that back stretched out and not to have it lock up while the other opposing team shoots free throws.
He's like Larry Bird at halftime. Instead of doing warm-ups, he's laying on the sideline getting stretched out. So you know it's got to be painful for him.
And you mentioned hitting a wall, and I think that's a very good point because your high school season, and I know summer is a little bit different. You can play all day, but it's maybe not as – I don't know. I don't want to get into that anyway. But 21 games, 24 games, that's a usual high school season, and that's where a lot of these guys are at about now. And I think you're really on to something as far as just kind of hitting the wall. They need that burst of energy that I don't know what it's going to come from, but that's what they're in need of, I think, right now.
Well, and, Scott, it's not so much physical. It's mental. Because the preparation for these Big Ten teams and your scouting reports, your attention to detail, is so much different than what you're doing in high school and the AAU circuit. You're probably doing very little of it. So they not only wear out physically, but it's more the mental aspect of it. And when classes start in again, second semester, you've got that class load on those young freshmen too. Once you get through it as a sophomore, junior, senior, and you learn how to manage your time better, you know what's coming, and therefore that's why you're more successful later on in your career. But this team is so heavily loaded with underclassmen. I think that's an issue with them right now is mental fatigue as much as anything.
Iowa State came away with a nice win last time out. Cyclones currently standing tied for third. What do you see in Iowa State right now?
Well, I watched that game, and I was getting prepared for the Northern Iowa Evansville game, so I turned the sound down, and I looked up, and it was like a two-point game.
Mm-hmm.
And they were up 20 in the first half, but that's what you're going to get with the Cyclones. They are the cardiac kids. If they shoot that three ball, they're going to get big leads. They also could give up some big leads. And Deontay Burton, we have a new nickname for him. He would call him the weatherman because he's good about 3 out of 10. About the other time, other seven games, he's 50-50. You just don't know what Deontay Burton's going to give you.
That's fair. Yeah, Matt Thomas had a career high in that one to help Iowa State get that lead. And they needed that game because Iowa State's got some very tough places that they have to go to in the second half of the Big 12 schedule.
Well, they've got that trip to Vanderbilt, and I'm not sure if I'm a coach if I like to step out during the middle of my league season and play in this SEC Challenge. We know it's a made-for-ESPN game. The ESPN is really trying to push the Southeast Conference. But then you come back, if you're Iowa State, you've got West Virginia at Hilton. Then you got to go to Kansas. I mean, they're a tough stretch right now. And you talk about Peter Jock. I said this last week. Who's having a better year before Jock got hurt for his team, Monte Morse or Peter Jock? Both playing at a really high level before Jock's injury.
Yeah, and kind of a two-part question here about Iowa State, Kevin. You mentioned stepping out of the league. Iowa State's not going to get much out of this. Vanderbilt's 9-11 right now. Yeah, it's a tough place to play down there, Memorial Gym, but it's not going to help their RPI. It can only hurt their RPI at this point. And then as far as the second half of the season, you know what you're going to get from Monte Morris, and you mentioned Deontay Burton. Is there one guy that you see has got to really step up and help out Iowa State in the stretch run?
Well, Deontay Burton, but if you go past him, I think Matt Thomas has to continue to shoot at a high level because he's been hot and cold this season. And we saw in the first half against Kansas State, when he gets it going, boy, they're tough to guard because now they can really shoot that three ball. You know, that inside game for those guys have been it's hit and miss with Merrill Holt and what's Burton, they're going to play Burton at the five spot, if he's effective or not. That's going to give Steve Frome some gray hairs trying to figure out what he's going to do with that five spot. But I think this Vanderbilt game, Scott, it can help them because they're going to can get a somewhat quality road win. So in NCAA seeding, I think this game can help them. But Lear right, they have a lot to lose at this game at Vanderbilt.
Drake and you and I get together tomorrow. The women tonight in a game that will decide first place in the Missouri Valley among women. But the men, you got you and I winning four in a row, and Drake has really turned things around. What's up there?
Well, first of all, there's a huge buzz in Cedar Falls for this women's game tonight. Isn't that kind of cool that the two Valley teams in the state have separated themselves from the pack?
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to fill up the McLeod Center. But on the men's side, you know, I've seen every team. I've called every team in the Valley except Bradley. And obviously Illinois State, which I say have separated themselves. I think Loyola is the third best team in this league. And right now, this game tomorrow, to me, determines who the fourth best team is. Right now, I've got Drake as 4A, Northern Iowa as 4B. I think Missouri State's got some issues. Southern's starting to drop. But isn't this a great story for Drake? I mean, the road win at Missouri State was huge. So who can control tempo tomorrow in this game is going to be able to win. But Drake has played with a lot of confidence at home. I think the stat they gave me Wednesday from the Northern Iowa coaches was the Bulldogs are averaging 92 at home and like 68 on the road.
Yeah, they play very well at the Knapp Center. It's just as simple as a coaching change. Mm-hmm. Everyone's buying into it. What is it in Des Moines?
The first thing that Jeff Rutter did, and you guys know Jeff, he's an upbeat, positive guy. He made it fun. They're playing with house money. I mean, they're picked last in the league, so they call it fire and ice. They're going to go down and fire as much as they can, and then if they get stopped, they go to their ice game with their half-court sets. But this is an upbeat group. When they played at Northern Iowa, I was talking to Coach Rutter, are you going to be at your morning shoot-around on that Saturday? And he goes, I tried to cancel it. My players wanted it at 8 a.m. So I had to hump up there for an 8 o'clock a.m. shoot-around. But that's how upbeat this team is. They're playing with smiles on their faces. They're firing it. Ori Argandande is playing lights out right now. Reed Timmer's been spectacular. They still need to get some inside game because Bennett Cook is going to be a problem for the Bulldogs.
Nationally, Kevin, five different teams, by my count anyway, have been ranked number one in the country. And can you put your finger on one team right now that's playing better than anybody?
Well, not after last week, where I think I had five of the top eight, including Steve Alford's team, got beat. I think it's a year where there are probably 13, 14 teams that have a chance to win a national title.
That many,
huh?
Unfortunately,
none of those are from the Big Ten. I think it's one of those teams, Villanova, Kansas. This Kansas, when you talk about the SEC Big 12 Challenge this Saturday, there's two games I want to watch. Iowa State at Vanderbilt and Kansas, Kentucky. I don't have a lot of interest in the other eight games.
No, I would agree with that.
Kansas is going to be without a player, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Due to a suspension there. You mentioned the Big Ten. There's starting to get a little separation at the top, anyway, between the first four teams. Maryland, Wisconsin, Purdue, and the Northwestern Wildcats. And if people aren't buying into Northwestern yet, they should. That is a good basketball team. 6-2, they're 17-4. And they had a guy go for 20-20 last night. They are a good team.
Oh, I'm with you, Scott. I'm buying stock with the Wildcats. I think this is the year they get in the NCAA. And we get to the Big Ten Conference postseason tournament. And I was looking the other day. The Valley starts in 5 weeks, Arch Madness. So this is going to blow by. But think of the teams that are going to be playing for their NCAA life in the Big Ten tournament. Indiana, Minnesota, Michigan State, Michigan, Nebraska. I mean, those teams are going to need wins in that tournament to get an NCAA bid. And this is the time I start following Joe Lunardi and start looking at RPIs. He's still got seven and sometimes eight Big Ten teams in the NCAA tournament, and I'm trying to find out where they're coming from.
I was just going to say, I can't see it. I don't see it right now. I think unless something weird happens and the two top division, bottom division separate, I don't see more than six coming out of the Big Ten right now.
I'm kind of with you on that. It's just an odd year for the Big Ten. And I don't know, and I read Mike Halas's article this morning about attendance dropping. You kind of wonder if they've killed the golden goose with 14 teams, uneven schedules. Of course, the real part of the golden goose is the TV contract. So I don't know if Jim Delaney cares about filling up arenas anymore because they're getting so much money through those TV revenues. But it's kind of, you know, ruining the fan experience to me because you don't have – I read about the Iowa-Illinois game where they have 11,000 at that game when they were getting 16,000 in past years.
I want to talk about one team that was the preseason number one team in the country, and that's Duke. The Blue Devils have lost three out of the last four, currently ninth in the ACC, and Mike Krzyzewski has done some things to – try to right the ship there. But I wonder what your thoughts about Duke and also what a guy like yourself sees a lot of games, thinks of Grayson Allen and his on-floor antics.
Well, I was going to say, Mark, that I've really lost interest in Duke because they're kind of like the spoiled kid in the classroom. I've become kind of bored with them because there's always something going on, whether it's Grayson Allen doing something stupid, Krzyzewski now out with back surgery. There always seems to be some drama around that program. They're talented, extremely talented, but can they get the ship righted? And can Coach K, you know, the best coach in America, can he come back and get this team into a Final Four or a Final Eight? I don't know. Now, that's a tough league, too, that ACC, because they're talking maybe 10 teams out of that league. And, hey, a team to watch, guys, Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
That's a talented squad that Leonard Hamilton has.
They are, and they've done it differently this year because they usually are above the radar. Everyone's looking at them saying, oh, Florida State's going to get it done this year, and then they fall off. This year, everyone was kind of cooler on Florida State, and here they come. Right now, second in the ACC. Well, if they have 10 teams in the ACC, they have 8 in the Big 10, 7 in the Big 12, I don't know how these conferences are all going to get all these teams in here. This is like first-round draft choices in the NBA they're talking about right now.
Yeah, you're right. And what happens, in, you know, the leagues like the Valley, the Mountain West, they end up being one-bid leagues because we went from 64 teams to 68, and I've always said those extra four teams were not meant for mid-majors. You're putting Power 5 schools in those last four spots, and we're seeing that happen time and time again each season. But, hey, how about this, guys? They're going to come out with that pre-selection like they do in football.
Yep.
They're going to pick the top 16 teams and seed them. I think that's going to be great for your radio show. And for guys like me, gives us something else to talk about.
Absolutely, absolutely. You mentioned the Mo Valley. Everyone's got them as a one-bid league again. Nothing new about that. I don't know how in the world, if it came down to it and they keep winning, you keep either Illinois State or Wichita State out of this thing. Wichita's got 18 wins. Illinois State's got 17 wins. Illinois State's number 34 in the RPI right now. I don't know how you can keep them out of the tournament if Wichita State wins that tournament coming up in March.
Well, if you're the Valley, I think you want that to happen. You want those two in the championship game. I'm talking about the league commissioners. And you want Wichita State to win, and Illinois State will get an at-large. What Wichita State needs, they need Oklahoma to play well. They need Oklahoma State to play well because those are two of the teams. They beat Oklahoma and lost to Oklahoma State to get their RPI up because I think Scott isn't around the mid-60s for Wichita State's RPI right now.
It's 70s, I think, or right now. For
yeah, you know the Valley. You ask Barry Hinson. He got left out three times, like from 33 to 36 on an RPI. So that's a league that sometimes gets slighted. And I'm still trying to figure out how did Evansville not get an NIT bid last year as good as that team was. I had Wichita State last week. This is a shocker team that has tremendous depth. They do not have a senior in their rotation, but they don't have that same killer instinct that they had when they had Fred Van Fleet and Ron Baker. There's a little something, the edge is off of them, but they are really talented offensively.
You still don't want to play them, though.
No, you don't want to play them, especially down there.
No, you don't. And I don't think when it comes to Arch Madness, anyone's going to want to see you and I on their side the way that they're playing right now. And McDonald's starting to get things, and you knew that would happen. It takes a little while longer for big guys like that. But if they can get scoring from the interior, they can beat anybody in the Valley.
Well, they had 31 points against Evansville from that five spot between Bennett Cook, and they're playing Luke McDowell as a five because they concerned he can't guard fours. He's a stretch five guy. He's really hard to guard because he can knock in the threes. Cook, you know, is a post player from 8 feet in, and then they bring in Luke, who stretches defense. It's a tough combination to prepare for it. Bennett Cook's playing at a high level right now. This is this is Northern Iowa basketball pre-Seth Tuttle era. It's ugly. They grind it out, but it's effective. And they now have, at the point guard spot, it's a three-headed monster. They're starting Juwan McLeod, but they're actually playing Jeremy Morgan, Jordan Ashton, Spencer Holman at that point guard, each of them starting the offense. Makes them bigger defensively, and they're rebounding better with that lineup. So this is a team. That's why I said I've got Loyola maybe the third-best team, but Drake and Northern Iowa close behind in that four spot.
Kevin, I want to go back to the Big Ten for just a minute, ask one last question. Michigan State and Michigan could miss the NCAA tournament for the first time since maybe the Kent McCausland area. I don't know. I think it was 97 the last.
What are you bringing Kent in here for?
But Izzo needs a new clipboard, and he needs some things to change. But Michigan righted the ship a bit last night.
Yeah, but how about Indiana, guys?
Yeah.
Indiana's on the verge of being left out. Here's a team that was ranked as high as 5 or 6 here in December, and they have fallen off the Look, this Big Ten, and what a crazy year this is. And Nebraska had it rolling, and now they can't win a close game.
Yeah, and Iowa's got to turn back things and get Ohio State tomorrow night at home. So,
and Ohio State, you know, they've won three of the last four, and the one they lost was by 2 points. So a dangerous Buckeye team coming to Carver Hawkins. You know, I heard you talking about Iowa's schedule. When you look down that schedule, they got to go to Rutgers. That's got a danger sign written all over it. And then their road trips, I mean, at Minnesota, at Michigan State, at Maryland, at Wisconsin, guys, this team's, to me, for them to win on the road, Rutgers are only chance here down the stretch unless things change drastically.
Where can we see and hear you coming up here, Kevin?
Hey, you know what? I got a weekend off. It's my birthday. For some reason, I got a weekend off. So tonight, I'm going with my good friend John Campbell, and we're calling the number one Marion Girls Indians and number five Center Point Urbana.
Wow.
There you go. That'll be good. We had the first one, and that was a dandy, so it'll be a good one.
I'm going to call you. We get done here and get some tidbits, and then I'm going to watch my nieces at Regina, Sarah and Lexa, play tomorrow for the number one Regina team. I haven't been able to see them play all season. And next I've got, I think it's TCU, Texas at TCU next weekend, and go back into the Big 12 action.
Yeah, TCU they're much improved. Jamie Dixon's done a good job. They need to get a signature win. Probably the best one they got so far is the one at home against Iowa State. But at 3-5, they need another win.
Well, there's a team. You talk about seven Big 12 teams in the big dance. TCU could be one of those. And what a turnaround that's going to be. I'm kind of excited to go down there and see that new arena and to see the squad because Jamie Dixon is going to do a good job with them.
Yeah, he will. Already getting it turned around down there. Hey, Kevin, always appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Remember, tie that up in courts, that PED investigation.
I'm lawyering up as we speak.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Kevin Lehman joining us, college basketball analyst, here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM at 3:46. Yeah, Michigan just absolutely ran over Indiana last night.
Reminded me of what Northwestern did to Iowa, and Indiana's really a mystery in my mind, and Michigan now at 14-7, I think, could make a push to the tournament, but play Michigan State tomorrow, I think, and that'll be an interesting game for both teams.
I'm with Kevin. I don't know how you're getting all these teams. Oh, there's going to be 10 from the ACC. ACC, probably 8, I'd say. I don't know how in the 6 Big Ten. I'm going to go 6 unless something breaks. Mm-hmm. I think probably 6 out of the Big 12. I don't see TCU and Texas Tech both getting in there. But a lot of basketball yet to be played. A lot of basketball left to be played.
Update from the golf course, Torrey Pines in California. They're playing the Farmers Insurance Open. Tiger Woods through 15 holes, even par on the day. He's moved up 24 spots, but it's not going to be quite enough unless something miraculously happens the last three holes. The cut at even par, and Tiger is plus 4 in the tournament.
Yeah, going to have to do some miraculous things or get some help from some of the other guys with a lot of bogeys and doubles coming down the stretch to get in there. 3:47, we'll take a break, come back, have more of the Friday edition of the Gym Class. Please stay with us. More to come after this.
The Winter Rethink Kitchen and Bath event is going on now at the Home Depot. And the Delta Porter Center Set Bath Faucet is on sale at a new, lower price, just $79. Its oil-rubbed bronze finish and curved spout bring a touch of old-world elegance without an extravagant price tag. The Delta Porter Faucet, now just $79, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through March 9th.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Thank you. All right, people, let's start the meeting off with a round of quick-fire questions, shall we? Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
Last question, by switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spending, which helps our bottom line.
Concur.
Bob, very impressive. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
You get tomorrow off, Bob.
Thank you.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, KGYM.
3:49, our thanks to Kevin Lehman for joining us. Coming up on the Monday edition of the program after the big weekend, Michael Oss will join us, and we will talk sports with Mike, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He penned a very interesting piece today. That was about the declining attendance. So we just got into that just a little bit with him on Monday.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
And as Kevin Lehman said, it's not a Big Ten problem. It's a problem everywhere for the most part. I was down 2,000 or so this year as far as their attendance is concerned. And yes, television, I believe, has a lot to do with that. They dictate the time of the games. There's no doubt about that. And unless that changes, and I don't see it changing anytime in the near future, the times are probably going to get even worse and worse. It's tough to get down to somewhere for a 6 o'clock game, and it's tough to stay for an 8 o'clock mm-hmm. game when you have work the next day. But that's the society that we live in today, Mark.
Yeah, plus the team is not, it's a 500 team right now, and folks would just soon catch it on the television or whatever, and if it's not appealing, turn it off or turn to something else. Hopefully turn to the radio.
We would appreciate that very much. And again, we got basketball coming your way tonight here on KGYM. Starting at 5:50, Jeff hosting Kennedy. We'll have the front half of that girl-boy doubleheader on 107.5 FM. And then we will have the boys game on 1600 AM along with 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM tonight at 7:30. Big MVC game between the Cedar Falls Tigers and Iowa City West tonight. And that will get underway at 7:30 this evening.
About 3 hours, Ohio State and Iowa hit the wrestling mats, and Iowa trying to break a two-match losing streak. And it's not going to be extremely easy either. And, of course, the basketball game tomorrow. Poll question at KGYMradio.com. How does those matchups between Iowa and Ohio State turn out this weekend? Iowa wins both, Ohio State wins both, or they split. Right now, everybody believes they'll split. I don't know how.
You mean you don't know
which team wins which event?
If you had to choose, if I had to choose, I would probably, oh boy. This Iowa basketball team has to win that game tomorrow night. If they want any shot, certainly in the NCAAs. They go 3-6 in the Big Ten, and Kevin went over their road schedule. Yeah, Rutgers, they can win, but the rest of them are going to be mighty tough. You're going to have to steal a couple of those, and Iowa has not won a road game all year with this team.
Rutgers played Iowa off its feet
at
Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Iowa barely escaped with the win on bridal show day.
I'll make a prediction. I think Iowa wrestling is going to bounce back tonight.
I got a feeling they will, too. I got a feeling that they may have been reminded a few times over the past
week. Tough matches, though. Very tough matches.
There are going to be some great individual matchups going on. Tomasello coming in. That's going to be worth the price of admission.
And Corey Clark, yep.
Right mm-hmm. there. And hopefully Corey Clark is getting healthier and healthier for that one. But, yeah, going to come down maybe to bonus points as well in some of the other matches tonight between Iowa and Ohio State. Mark Ironside will join us to talk about that next week. Jerry Palm will also join us coming up next week from CBS Sports, talk a little college basketball with him. Looking forward to that. We need to take a break. Come back. We'll wrap things up on a Friday edition after this.
Some people make resolutions. But at your Marion Used Car Superstore, we're making promises. With nearly 2,000 pre-owned vehicles, budget buys under $6,000, and guaranteed credit approval, it's a promise. A nicer, newer car for way less money at your Marion Used Car Superstore. Every trade-in from year-end sales. Name your model. We've got it. BMWs, Chevys, Fords, Hondas, Kias, Jeeps, Toyotas, work trucks, four-wheel drives, family vans, luxury cars. Your Marion Used Car Superstore. Join us Saturdays. You could win the Super Cash Giveaway. And don't let bad credit put you in a corner. We have lenders ready right now. Financing's available. And with guaranteed credit approval, everyone can buy. The savings start here with payments from $109 a month. Buy with zero down. The Marion Used Car Superstore. 7th Avenue and Blairs Ferry Road across from Thomas Park. Online, McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
Things you love to hear. The IRS called and you overpaid. Your boss is giving you a raise. And the winter sale is on at Holly Shop for Men. The giant winter sale at Holly Shop for Men will save you up to 50% on quality fashion outerwear, suit shirts and ties up to 50% off, and up to 70% on casual pants, sports shirts, and sweaters. Tons of dress slacks and dress shirts on sale. It's quality savings. It's what you deserve. I tell you more, but I gotta get to Holly's for the big winter sale. Holly Shop for Men, Lindale Mall.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Wrapping things up here, the last couple minutes of Friday edition of the Gym Class. Don't forget the APC coming up live from Coach's Corner in Iowa City. Stop on by, say hi, get one of those red tickets from David Schulte. You can win some KGYM swag and get a good meal before you head out to high school game, Iowa Ohio State Wrestling, whatever the case may be, coming up this evening.
Afternoon Players Club coming up with Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp. Among the guests, Bill Landis of Cleveland.com, talking about the Ohio State Buckeye basketball team. Guys will be at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City.
Maybe they'll comment on what Urban Meyer's doing for Oliver Martin. They might know. Bill might know. I'm sure they're wooing him quite a bit right now, along with four other schools that are wooing. And we will have that recruiting special coming up a week from tomorrow, 10 o'clock until 12 noon. It's brought to you by the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. And we got basketball coming up tonight, as it'll be high school basketball. Kennedy at Jefferson, 550 and 107.5 FM. Iowa City West hosting Cedar Falls at 7:30. That'll be on 106.3 FM coming your way tonight as well. I look forward to we'll watch a little golf this weekend. Might play a little indoor golf this weekend. Who knows?
Trying to lure me into the indoor golf arena, aren't you?
Well, our man Swanee's got a vacation coming up, and he said he cannot lose to his brother because he cannot stand the trash talking. So he needs to get a few swings.
That's understandable. One thing I hate is go out and swing the clubs, and then you don't do it again for 2 or 3 months. You're a bigger man than I am.
Well, we're going to get you out. We're going to drag you kicking and screaming out there. Oh, man. So have a great weekend, everybody. Mike Halas will join us coming up on Monday. And again, APC coming your way next live from Coach's Corner in Iowa City. I'll talk to you tonight over at Jefferson beginning at 550 and 107.5. Have yourselves a great weekend. You've been listening to the Gym Class on KGYM.
Hear that? That's your engine telling you something to never settle. Because good enough has never been.